Support for IPR and this podcast comes from the IMT Des Moines Marathon, October 19th and 20th, with 6 race events including the full and half marathons, marathon relay, 5K, and more. Register at DesMoinesMarathon.com.
It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. A Higher Place, the new album from the Iowa City-based band The Diplomats of Solid Sound, is full of great hooks, danceable grooves, big funk sound, and clever lyrics. Diplomats of Solid Sound released its first album 18 years ago, and the band has gone through a lot of changes since then. This is album number 6, and these days, band members live all over the country, but they try to come back together in Iowa once a year to write and make music together. The album officially drops on Friday, and their tour starts Thursday with a show at the Des Moines Botanical Gardens. They'll be at the Raccoon Motel in Davenport on Friday, the Iowa City Block Party on Saturday, and the Old Neighborhood Pub in Cedar Rapids on Sunday. And vocalist Sarah Cram is here with me now. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
And Forrest Huesenfeld. He is the drummer. Hello, Forrest.
Hi, Charity.
Thank you both so much for being here. And I know that all the members of the band, 8 members of the band, all have an Iowa City connection, but this started out as a trio about 20 years ago. So, and neither one of you were in that trio. So, Sarah, tell me when you first got involved.
I think Doug invited me to come and sing with the band in like 2006, 2007, somewhere in there. It was him and Nate and Jim Viner playing together. And I think Nate's brother Dave was playing the horn and Eddie McKinley was playing saxophone too. And that's when I met Abby Sawyer and Kathy Rousteau.
All right.
At that first, it was like a rehearsal.
And Forrest, when did you get involved?
About 8 years ago, Doug Roberson, our guitarist and founding member, and I worked together at Gabe's and the Yacht Club in Iowa City. And at some point, we struck up a conversation and decided to get the band going again. And here we are.
Well, the sound of the Diplomats of Solid Sound, I mean, it sounds a lot like 60s soul, the kind of stuff that a lot of us, of course, grew up loving and listening to. When you're making music together, tell me a little bit about how you maintain that sound, because I know this is a very collaborative process to come up with these tunes. Sarah?
I listen to soul music. You know, I actually love the girl group sound from the 60s, too. So I think the guys go along with me dragging that into our sound a little bit, too. But, yeah, I think there's a formula there. Doug is so good at writing these great hooks with his guitar. And, you know, Nate kind of brings it all together with the organ. That organ sound is a huge part of our sound. So when you're writing songs, you envision this thing happening, and you know they can pull it off. So it's kind of easy because everybody's so good at their instruments and so supportive.
How does it work with you being so spread out? I mean, you've got members living in Texas now and Illinois, and I know both of you are based here in Iowa, but I mean, that's got to be difficult, right?
Yeah, that's our primary challenge that we face. And fortunately, with technology these days, we can basically upload unfinished recordings that we take on our cell phone and then share it with each other on Google Drive. And different members living in Austin or wherever can add on to it, subtract from it, text us and tell us this part's no good or whatever. And it, by the time we get together and actually rehearse, it's pretty much, you know, it happens very quickly and very smoothly. And for the beginning, when we first came up with the idea to do this album, we were all a little bit nervous and didn't know how it would work, because it's been 9 years since the last album that came out was released. And once we all got in the same room, the music kind of wrote itself, and it was just very, very smooth. The difficult part is the logistics. The easy part for us is writing the actual music and recording it.
So the logistics of actually getting everybody together. I mean, you guys have been making music together for a long time. Even if you join a little bit later on, you're grown-ups with lives, and a number of you work outside of music. So, I mean, Sarah, what's that like to try to coordinate everybody's schedule?
It's a lot, but I think that we're all into it, so we're, you know, willing to make the sacrifices, and our families to make the sacrifices. It's it takes a village to figure it all out. But I think that it's kind of a good time for the band to function like this. I mean, we do have families, we have careers. Like, to get together for a week and play a bunch of shows in a week is actually, I think, you know, better now than just randomly playing all these gigs all the time. We can kind of just say, like, this is the week that we need everybody to come on board and help with watching kids or taking over, you know, in business or whatever, so we can go and do this thing. And then everybody kind of goes back to their lives for a little while.
Well, and I mean, I sense that the whole point of the band has evolved over time, because, you know, when you're young and you're in a band and you're trying to make it and you're doing all those gigs and you're hustling all the time, what keeps you guys going? What keeps you guys together now? Because you're not going to do that.
Yeah, well, I think the music is so good. Everybody's so talented, and it just seemed like a shame to, like, just keep playing the same songs over and over again, and to just let those few albums that we put out all together just be the only thing out there. So I feel like for the music, you know, like, we knew we had so much more to offer. And I'm excited about our next album even. Like, I catch myself writing little songs for the Diplomats again. And so, you know, it was like a no-brainer. Like, let's just keep doing this, and however it fits into our lives, we'll make it work.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's always known that the songs are very good, and I was a huge fan of this band before I was a member of the band, and other bands of mine would open for Diplomats, and I just thought it was so cool. And then a couple of years ago, some things on Spotify started happening, and now all of a sudden we have close to 25 million streams, which is second only to Slipknot as far as Iowa bands go. And so that was a good indicator that we should keep on going. And that's when we started getting contacted from record labels and from festivals in London and Italy and all over the world, really, that wanted us to come play. And so we're like, okay, we're getting the band back together, I guess,
yep.
as they say.
Well, I love your stuff, but one of my favorite things about it is that it just also, although it feels familiar, sounds like the music that I loved as a kid, it's also really contemporary. And one of the songs on this album that I really, really enjoyed is called Brave New World. Let's listen to just a little bit of that. A little bit of Brave New World. And when I listened to that, I thought it feels like Mr. Postman, but for the new millennium. So tell me a little bit about who you're reaching with this music, the inspiration for a song like that one?
That one, so as we were talking before we were on the air, everybody in the band writes songs, and everybody contributes to each song, but different people, different members of the band, you know, sort of take lead on certain songs. And so that was a song that our keyboardist, Nate Basinger, brought to the table. He texted me one day and said, I need like 20 different drum beats at 90 BPM. And I think within an hour or so, you know, I'd sent them all to him. And then he had this song all arranged. It was all perfect, set up for Abby Sawyer, who lives in Des Moines. She's leading, she's the lead singer on that one. So as far as where the inspiration for that particular song comes from, I'll have to ask Nate. I'll get back to you. But I will add that Nate and Doug, especially Nate on a lot of these, sort of has a sixth sense, it seems like. We'll add Sarah or Abby or I'll bring a song to the table. And it's really cool. You know, we know that musicians will get into it. But Nate has this way of making subtle changes that make musicians love it equally, but make the general population love it. And that's the difficult thing as a trained musician, to write songs for everybody that doesn't play music. And so we're very fortunate that he's willing to come all the way from Texas for rehearsals and gigs and, you know, this sort of thing.
Well, in writing, you all have gone through so many different changes in your life. I mean, when you're writing these songs now, as opposed to writing songs in your 20s and your 30s, do you feel like you take a different approach, Sarah, than you would have a few years ago?
Yeah, I think it's all still the same, like, as far as, like, the just coming up with the thoughts and, like, starting to hear the music in my mind. But I would say, like, the subject matter has changed. I think when I was younger, it was all about love and heartbreak. And, you know, like, things just get a little more real life. I don't know. I think in my writing, I'm glad that I've moved on from the love and heartbreak all the time.
Right.
To some other topics.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of Dry Land, too, because this is a song that I felt like this is a little bit of love and heartbreak. But for grown-ups, I mean, this feels like the world 40-somethings live in. Of Dry Land from A Higher Place, the new album from the Diplomats of Solid Sound. So what's next for you guys? I know, as I mentioned, you're launching. There are a bunch of Iowa dates coming in the next week. But of course, again, you're balancing this with your grown-up lives. So what happens next for the Diplomats of Solid Sound?
Well, we're going to be in the recording studio again at the Magic Barn, which is where we recorded A Higher Place. It's in Solon, and it's an incredible facility. They actually purchased the entire lot of equipment from an iconic Brooklyn studio called The Magic Shop, where David Bowie recorded many records. Rolling Stones worked there. A lot of people worked there. And we caught wind of this right before we were set to go record in Chicago. And we went out there. It was a fantastic set up, and so we're going back out there this Monday and Tuesday to record an EP, and we'll have more information on that when the time is right. And we've got some shows in September, and we're hoping to do a tour next year as well, depending on the success of this record. We might go back to Europe. The band's been toured Europe twice already. Third time's a charm.
So when you think about playing all these dates in Iowa in the next week, I mean, you're going to see a lot of the fans you've seen before. What are you most looking forward to, Sarah?
Yeah, seeing old friends and just doing it for everybody. Rehearsals are fun, and we have almost too much fun, probably, sometimes. So to be up there on stage and just being as professional as possible and, like, kind of, you know, working with our choreography and, like, just having that energy of, like, putting it all out there 100% and polishing things, you know, it's been a long time. We don't play shows together very often, and so things get kind of rough, you know, and you need to, like, fine-tune it all. So I'm really looking forward to
that. How much rehearsal time do you actually have before you're on stage?
I don't feel like it's been enough, but, like, it's everybody's so good at what they do. Like, I've been really surprised at how quickly we can pull it all back out of our brains and make it sound good. So we haven't had much, but
the last time we were all in the same room at the same time was March of 2018. And the next time will be in a couple hours. But this rehearsal that we have this evening scheduled keeps getting shorter and shorter because Nate's flight keeps getting delayed. And so, as Doug Roberson will always say, well, it's punk rock, you know, we're a punk rock band, guys. Let's do this.
And he also would always say, we're professionals. We can do this.
We can
whenever
do this.
I was having anxiety, you're a professional.
Right.
Doug's got a lot of really good one-liners.
Yeah.
So rehearsing tonight and then performing tomorrow.
Yep. And the day after that, the day after that, the day after that, the day after that.
and then live on WGN on Wednesday.
Oh, nice. So. Nice. Well, have so much fun out there.
Thank
and
you.
The album's great. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks,
Charity. Thanks for
having us. The new album is A Higher Place by the Diplomats of Solid Sound. It's their sixth album. With me this hour, vocalist Sarah Cram and drummer Forrest Husingfeld. And they will be at the Des Moines Botanical Gardens on Thursday, the Raccoon Motel in Davenport on Friday, the Iowa City Block Party on Saturday, and the Old Neighborhood Pub in Cedar Rapids on Sunday. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm alive, gonna do my own thing, bring a little light of my soul. And I with you, baby, it's fighting or nothing.
Support for IPR and this podcast comes from the IMT Des Moines Marathon, October 19th and 20th. With 6 race events, including the full and half marathons, marathon relay, 5K, and more. Register at DesMoinesMarathon.com.